Good morning, good afternoon, and good night, and welcome to the Amateur Otaku Podcast. How is everybody doing out there? I am Brandon Alvarado, the Scarlet Fan here, and I'm excited to be here today talking awesome anime with all you guys. And as usual, I don't do this by myself. I'm doing it with the awesome and courageous, and hopefully not bitten yet, Isaac Wolf. What is up, man? What?
Hello.
Okay. What did you just do?
I just tried to mimic a zombie noise.
You were... So, welcome back, guys, to the Amateur Otaku Podcast. where Isaac does weird noises and says zombie when... Okay, so... Really excited to talk about this particular movie, not because it was great, because it's not that good, but because it's another video game adaptation that it's calling itself an anime, and there's a lot of discussions to have behind the fact of whether or not it's an anime or not, which is a different conversation, but we're going to have a lot of conversations because what we do in the Amateur Talk was conversations about zombies. But, hi guys. if you love what we do at the Amateur Talker Podcast, make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Click on the bell for notifications. Hit that like button. Share with your friends. We cover awesome anime and manga every week. And hopefully you're able to follow the awesomeness of what we cover and enjoy hearing our thoughts. If you also love our podcast, you can find us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever podcasts are found. You can definitely find the Amateur Otaku. And today we're going to talk about a particular series that's based on a very phenomenal video game franchise. And that's the video game franchise known for terrorizing kids when I was a kid and terrorizing adults still to this day with awesome survival horror experiences that I will never play because I'm a scared little bitch. But I would love to watch and entertain myself as other people clear the game because I'm useless. And that is Resident Evil. That is what we're talking about today. Isaac, before we go into the main topic of discussion, which is the newly released anime series / movie compilation in Netflix called Resident Evil Infinite Darkness, what's your relationship to Resident Evil? Do you have a connection to this franchise at all?
I have seen the first live-action movie on fifth live-action movie with the Mila Jovovich series, and I have seen a Let's Play on the latest game by Maximilian Don, just out of curiosity.
You mean you're talking about Resident Evil Village?
Yeah, that's about it. I haven't played any Resident Evil game myself.
Any particular reason why?
It doesn't interest me, if I'm being honest.
Okay. See, me, I don't play Resident Evil games because I'm too scared. And I'm not... And that's not an understatement. I get scared really quickly and very easily. Like, I lose sleep, which is why I'm not afraid to accept that when it comes to these kind of topics, I'm a little bitch. But zombies have always been...
You already knew that.
Wow. Thank you. That's not a pun.
Sorry.
It's fine. Sorry. It's fine. I understand it. I embrace it. But I've always liked zombies. I always like that kind of mythology, like what's behind that kind of monster or creature. I've always liked zombie stories. Like, I've read the first 10 volumes of The Walking Dead. I was a big fan of the show. Of course, as it continued to go on and Rick left, I stopped watching it. Like, I love zombie shows and movies. Like, I like the movie that came out on Netflix a while ago. It's called Hashtag Alive. That was awesome. Train to Busan. Kingdom, the zombie series based on, like, old Edo period Korea. I love all this stuff. I'm reading a book right now, a brand new manga called Psalm 100 Bucket List of the Dead by the creator of Alice in Borderlands, which is an awesome manga that he's putting out every couple months. So I love zombies, but of course I've never really played the games because I get really scared when it comes to me. Like the fact, like I like, it scares me enough that it entertains me when it comes to zombies, but it scares me too much that I don't want to play because I feel that I am in it. Does that make sense? Like the enjoyment is
in me. I think.
Yeah, the enjoyment is me being in the distance and not being in the action, because I just get traumatized and cry. But which is weird because I love The Last of Us, which has zombie-esque enemies. But I just think that the drama.
I was just about to say that.
Yeah,
but I was just going to say you can enjoy Last of Us, but you can't handle Resident Evil.
Well, here's the thing: the backbone of The Last of Us is not to scare you, but the drama between the characters. The backbone of Resident Evil is to freak you the fuck out. You know what I mean? Like, they want to scare you and get you in that survival state where you can die because something's going to eat you. But there's a lot of more drama, and like you actually fight a lot of humans in The Last of Us. So there's a little bit of all that. You know what I mean? Like, when it comes to clickers, shamblers, runners, and all that stuff in The Last of Us, they're just part of how the world is right now, as opposed to something that was unleashed and it's a bioweapon or whatever. Which is why I got excited whenever I saw that Capcom was licensing movies for Resident Evil. Animated movies. I'm not excited that it's not like a traditional anime. Like, there's a total of 3 movies and this Infinite Darkness series, they're all in CG animation. So it kind of feels very close to the CG cutscenes of the games to a degree, if not, of course, a lot more polished.
That was the whole idea, honestly.
Yeah, which I'm not surprised, because you have Resident Evil Damnation, you have Resident Evil Vendetta, Resident Evil Damnation, and then you have Resident Evil Degeneration, and now you have Infinite Darkness. So I'm really happy when this series of movies came out, because it gave me more, because apart from watching walkthroughs, which I've seen some, but not a lot, apart from reading the lore or just watching videos of people talking about the lore, this is another piece of content that I could go to and enjoy. The only thing that kind of like bums me out is that most of these movies are like side missions. Like, none of them are animations of main storyline games. You know what I mean? Like, they're all like these things that happened on the side. Like, I would love to watch a show that centralizes on Resident Evil 4 or the original Resident Evil, or even Resident Evil 3, the whole one with Nemesis. But of course, we all got the amazing charade of crappy movies with Mila Jovovich. But I'm happy that this exists.
The first one wasn't that bad.
And you know what's funny? You're right. It's not that bad. But with a lot of the zombie content, like live action zombie content that I've seen, that comes out of countries like Korea, Japan, and stuff like that, that I've seen, I feel they could have done so much better, especially when a lot of people love the Resident Evil lore. You know what I mean? The movie like loses a lot. And like instead of going deep down to the story that you find in the games, which is funny, it makes me hopeful, because not only did Netflix release Resident Evil Infinite Darkness as a new CG animated film that they're flagshipping, and of course Capcom is 100% behind it, Resident Evil is also making Netflix is also making a Resident Evil live action show. Yeah. Which I hope is is somewhat connected to some shape, in some way, shape or form, to what we see in the games. And I can't wait to see it. So
yeah.
Go ahead.
I don't know about you, but to some extent, when I watched that one, I just felt, please tell me Brandon has played this game. Please tell me Brandon has played this game, because this quote-unquote movie felt like stretched out cutscenes from a yes. video game without a video game, and as someone that hasn't played any Resident Evil, mm-hmm. I was, the only thing I knew was that Leon S. Kennedy was known as a badass that couldn't die physics wasn't he didn't apply with the normal lives of physics, so he could just pretty much do anything he wanted. I mean, isn't that the same dude that's supposed to push a boulder in one of the games, or so I heard?
No. That, the one that does the whole boulder thing in Resident Evil 5, that's Chris Redfield. That's Claire's brother.
Okay.
But Leon Kennedy is like your first like big Resident Evil leading man, because the first lead in Resident Evil is actually a woman. It's actually Jill Valentine. She's like, I believe, the first one in Resident Evil 1. So Resident Evil, when Resident Evil 2 comes along,
Jill Sandwich.
Oh my God, that's. Of course you would know the horrible. Of course you would know the horrible puns of Resident Evil.
Dude, I watched Proton John. Of course he mentioned that's all the time. Oh my God.
So you almost became a Jill Sandwich. Damn it. But yeah, so Jill Valentine, I believe, was the one in Resident Evil 1, and then Resident Evil 2 came along. That was the introduction of Leon S. Kennedy and Claire Redfield, which are the two main leads from the games that you see in this movie, in Infinite Darkness. Resident Evil 3. Actually, no, Chris Redfield is in the first one too, I think. I think you have both Jill and Chris, if I'm not mistaken. And then Resident Evil 3 reintroduces Jill Valentine and Carlos Oliveira. And then Resident Evil 4, which was the big action shift, is one of the ones that put Leon S. Kennedy like the top dog. And like, so the thing with Resident Evil Infinite Darkness is not based on a game, but it really is canon to the world. Because, for example, when the president talks about trusting Leon because Leon saved his daughter, that is the plot of Resident Evil 4. Like, you're okay. playing as Leon S. Kennedy in a mission from the president to save his daughter.
Okay.
So those are the little tidbits that they put on there. Like Tricell, the organization that what is it, Winslow or whatever, the bad guy works for. Tricell.
You mean the defense minister?
Yeah,
guy.
Yes, there's deputy defense or whatever. Secretary of Defense, Wilson, I think it was the name. Tricell, if I'm not mistaken, that's the pharmaceutical company that's behind of a lot of outbreaks in Resident Evil 6. So you do see a lot of those things. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if this is something that takes place like in between 5 and 6 or something like that. Because you really don't see any crazy types of mutations, like nothing really new. Because I know in Resident Evil 6, I think there's a character that uses an inhibitor for the T-virus and stuff like that. There's a lot of that stuff. But I don't disagree with you. Like, the movie, the show, I keep saying movie, because having seen the previous Resident Evil CG movies, like I watched Damnation, I watched Vendetta, I watched Degeneration, this four-episode series felt like a movie that was cut apart. And I think that was the biggest mistake. This should have been released as a film. When you add all the episodes, it's what, an hour and 20 minutes? You know what I mean?
So much.
So you don't need those breaks in between. You could have released this as a movie, and I feel that it would have helped the pacing. I think it's because the way they cut it up is that you felt it like cutscenes, which I don't think is what they wanted. You know what I mean?
Even so, it just felt... I wouldn't say it was bad, per se, because there is... you can see there is some sort behind it. There is production while you're in it and all that, yes.
Mm-hmm.
There were some places that we just... they could have done some more job with it.
Mm-hmm.
To an extent, I would argue that the way they looked in terms of set design, the type of animation, all that jazz,
mm-hmm.
because this type of animation is not cheap.
Mm-mm.
It's not cheap whatsoever. And everything that they wanted to show, the set designs and all that, yes, I don't think it wouldn't have been that much different in terms of production cost to make this as a short series, maybe.
Yeah, like maybe, and not only that, yeah, like...
Make it Phantom and the Winter Soldier, like 6 episodes,
an hour long. You could have done more exploration. You could have dealt. I don't disagree with you at all. I agree with you 110%. And the only other reason why I feel that it didn't do it for me is because so let me talk about this first. So Hiroyuki Kobayashi, which is one of the big heads for Resident Evil at Capcom, like he's had producer credits in Resident Evil 2, Devil May Cry, Resident Evil 4, Resident Evil 6. Like Resident Evil 4 and 6 are some of the more controversial entries. And mainly because apart from Resident Evil 4 was widely received as a great entry. One of the best ones because it introduced the over-the-shoulder camera and stuff like that. And it kind of like revolutionized video games to a degree in its action. But it also introduced an action element that wasn't really in the forefront in previous games like it is on 4. But that also led the Resident Evil franchise into kind of like a weird place where they were moving away from survival horror and moving into sci-fi action. You know what I'm saying? And it was changing tones. And a lot of people didn't like that, which is why when you go to Resident Evil 7, Biohazard, or you go to Resident Evil Village, you kind of feel that they're doing what they can to go back to those horror roots in different ways. There's still bioweapons, there's still zombies, but they're trying to go into these horror settings. You know what I'm saying? To kind of go back to those roots of what made Resident Evil famous. So I kind of feel the reason I didn't feel connected to this one movie in particular with Infinite Darkness, that I can say that the other movies kind of have the same problem because they do, but some of them less more than others, is that this felt like it was Resident Evil, the action film, as opposed to Resident Evil, your survival horror experience. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It felt like it's taking from those influences from 4, 5, and 6, where it's all about, like, the zombies are there not to freak you out or to create suspense or tension. They're there because the heroes are going to bust their brains out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which is one of the reasons, like, to me, and I don't want to say this in a bad way, it's one of the reasons why Army of the Dead was like meh. You know what I mean? It was okay. Like, to me, one of my favorite zombie movies, like in the last couple of years, like, is Train to Busan and Shaun of the Dead. Train to Busan, because the tension level is constant and in your face all the time, which is what you want from a decent horror movie. You know what I mean? Like, it's something that the tension is driving and evolving and escalating every minute of every second throughout. Alive is somewhat similar, but it has a lot of moments of con because of the type of movie that it is. But then you have Shaun of the Dead, that it's a comedy. And it's telling you from the moment that you start watching it, it's a comedy, and it uses the zombies as ambiance for comedy. You know what I'm saying? So you're expecting that, so you enjoy it. Now, Resident Evil is using all those elements. I mean, Infinite Darkness. I don't want to say Resident Evil, because the franchise as a whole is not guilty of this all the time. But the movie is using zombies in that, just for the sake of the action and the spectacle. And, like, for example, a villain like Jason, that you kind of make us think that he's trying to build this idea of what fear is, what horror is. Like, you don't really get that message. That message really doesn't land, because by the end of the movie, he never stops being a brute. He never becomes a figure of horror. You know what I mean? Apart from the fact that he looks like a monster. Like, that could have been something that could have been developed into something that would be really scary. And I would say it would have been better for them to show off as a Resident Evil villain. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think what I'm trying to say is there was so much potential here. And even the character of Leon, I walk out of this movie and I kind of don't like the guy. He's kind of a dick.
My understanding has, isn't Leon always been a dick?
No, but maybe, I guess. But, like, every time he sees a lady, he's asking her out. And, like, you know what I mean? Like,
from what I've understood with checking it out, it sounds like Leon.
Is okay. Fair. Maybe I haven't. Maybe that's what happens when you don't play the games, Isaac. Maybe I don't. You know what I mean? Like, for example, to me, the Leon that I liked to watch, like the Leon that I see towards the end of the movie, where he's like making decisions because he's still faithful to the government and stuff like that. That's what makes that character interesting to me. And you barely see him in that stance. You see what I'm saying? Like I would have liked to see more of his gray area of where he needs to draw the line. Like the fact that conversation between him and Claire at the end didn't have a precedent in the movie kind of like make that moment moot for me. You know what I mean? Like, I wanted to see more of the government conspiracy and more of how Leon, like, I don't know if it's because the movie expects you to know these characters a lot more before you go into it. Because there's very little there's very little exploration here. And I feel that it should have been something, especially being the first one that's released on Netflix, it should have been something tailored to people that don't know what this is. Or maybe I'm asking too much of this.
Yeah. Maybe. It just is stuff like that feels like you should try and grab. I know we hold all the comments of for the fans and all that, yes, but adaptations is also for people to grab new people into said universe, and you can do both. I mean, just look at the Lord of the Rings games. Look at to some extent, the Marvel Cinematic Universe and the DC movies / games and all that jazz. Yeah. Heck, look at Super Smash Brothers and how many people have checked out specific games because of that giant crossover.
Yep. One of the better ones. I think we should cover another. I think we should cover more of these Resident Evil movies. And I think the one that I think we should cover after is Vendetta. Like Vendetta to me is like one of the strongest ones. And that is a straightforward. That's a Leon Kennedy. Like that's him. Like he's the main character throughout. And I kind of feel that he was portrayed differently to a degree. Probably because of the type of tension. It's a political. Is that the one that's like a political thriller? No, that's not Vendetta. That's Damnation. The one I'm thinking is Damnation. There's one where he goes to a different country, and at the end he fights tyrants. Like he's the most badass character ever. But yeah. I'm not gonna lie though. Like the movie did play through all the like Resident Evil tropes. Like the final battle is in a lab. The lab is in self-destruct mode. As he's running, he finds all the big bombs and he uses them to fight the final boss. Like all the check marks of a Resident Evil final boss fight, they were all there. It was kind of hilarious. But yeah, but so as someone that doesn't know Resident Evil, did you like the movie?
I mean, it was okay. I mean, I would have been... Maybe it was because I didn't pay for it and all that, yes.
So you wouldn't have paid for this movie?
I wouldn't pay for this movie, no.
Okay, fair enough. Thank you, Netflix, for free bad movie. No.
Wow.
I'm sorry, I said it. I'm sorry. No, you know what? It's not a bad movie. It's okay. I'm agreeing with you, Isaac. It's okay. But I think that if I were to say that this is the right step forward for Netflix as they begin their path as the main provider for extracurricular Resident Evil content, I wish it would have been better. I think that's my gripe. My main gripe is like we know that Netflix and Capcom have made this deal. We know that there's a lot of Resident Evil stuff coming down the pipeline and it's going to be exclusive to Netflix, right? Like we know that's happening. I kind of wanted this to be better. Maybe I'm asking too much. That's all it is. But it was okay. I give it 3 out of 5 zombie bites. What do you give it, Isaac?
I don't give grades. I'm just saying it's okay, but you will like it. The ones that will like it the most is the fans of the franchise.
But you know what's funny? I think the fans of the franchise are the ones that are going to have the most problem with it. I kind of want to go to Reddit now and see what people say.
Yeah, but it just felt like typical made for the fans and fans only, but yeah. I don't know.
Very possible. Very possible. Well, there you have it, folks. Those are our thoughts on Resident Evil Infinite Darkness. I think we'll do more Resident Evil movies down the line. What do you think, Isaac?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe we should save them for Halloween, perhaps.
Ooh. Hello, Z. Okay, that's bad. So, thank you guys for joining us.
Was bad.
Those are our thoughts on Resident Evil Infinite Darkness. We're looking forward to talking about more video game adaptations into animes, but also talking about other animes based on video games. It's been a very interesting week and month. So, hopefully, you guys enjoy our thoughts on this film and enjoy our thoughts on the franchise as a whole. And we want to hear what you think. Do you want us to cover more of the Resident Evil movies? If so, which one? If you haven't watched any, go watch them. They're actually pretty good. This is just the first one we did because it's the most recent one. And the first one on Netflix is available worldwide. You can watch Resident Evil Infinite Darkness on Netflix. My name is Brandon Alvarado, and you can find me on Twitter at TheScarletFan52. And you can find me on Instagram on the same, TheScarletFan52. Isaac, where can they find you, my brother?
Well, you can find me over at the Twitter for Emblemaniac. You can find our pod on Amateur Otaku Pod over at Twitter, and you can find my work at Wubum Entertainment. And we are also planning on doing something special coming up, which Brandon has to will probably need to grab a beer for. Let's just say that.
Or five. So
now that's overkill.
Yes. So have it awesome, guys. We will see you next time. Peace.
Bleh.